Hello guys, welcome to my channel BK Vocal. I'm back again with one more topic, that is resume tips and how do you actually grab the opportunity by writing right things. Okay, so let's begin with inclusions and exceptions. The first thing is the length of the resumes that you should have. The ideal length is 2 pages for any kind of an experience that you have, but you know the preferred one would be till 6 years. You can maintain 2 pages. For anyone beyond 6 years, he can add one more page to that. That would be sufficient. So total gets on to 3 pages. So that's an ideal length for any page. Let's go move on to fonts and sizes. The latest fonts that can be used, which will make your resume more neat and appealing for the appealing for someone who is reading those. So you can use Calibre or Arial or any of those Century Goth fonts with the length to be 11 mm or the headlines to be with 12 to 14 mm max. The file formats that you are supposed to maintain are the latest ones, that is docx or PDF, and do send these things through an email. That is always preferred one. So what are to be exception? What do you need to omit from all these? Never use graphics, because this is your resumes are read through ATS, that is automated systems, so those don't read your graphics. Your photo inclusions, even some ATS don't even understand what is a photo, what is a graphic, so ignore all those. Hyperlinks are also to be exempted, because that would definitely not be read by most of the ATS, except the URLs of your LinkedIn, right? So these were few of the inclusions and exceptions which you need to keep in mind when you're writing your resumes. So let's move on. So let's begin with the order of resume format that to be followed. For that, I have a tip again. The tip is SRE2C2. So let's begin with that. S goes with summary, where you need to write your experience on what you have been doing for the last 5-10 years, and that should be maintained in 3 to 5 lines, nothing more than that. Then the second thing is your responsibilities, the core responsibilities with the keywords which are mentioned in your job description. That would definitely add value to your resume. Then what is the experience that you carry, the company name, the project durations, that when did you start, when did you end, and what are the core responsibilities that you have done. So that is very, very important. Then move on to the education section. What is your qualification, then which university did you study from, and which year have you passed out. So these are few more things which you need to keep in mind. The fifth and the last one for the day is certification and contributions. Here you need to include your awards, additional courses, any social activities or your hobbies, and then end your resume with all these 5 major points, and that's all. That would make your resume perfect for you to grab an opportunity. Thank you for listening. Subscribe my channel if you've liked it, like a boss. Then subscribe it, like it, and then share it in your network so that I get more on things. Do comment on the video. Thank you. Enjoy your day. See you in the next chapter.